Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. One preacher said one night, he said, if you'd have been bedfast 8 years, you'd be sick of it too. And I know that's not exactly what he said, what it meant. But you know, you do need to get fed up with stuff. Because as long as you will tolerate it, you're going to have it. Did you hear me? If you say, well, you know, okay, sirrah, sirrah, whatever will be, will be. We just don't know, you know, just whatever will be, will be. We'll just see what God wants. Well, no, you have to know what is the will of God and receive it. And you have to know what is the enemy and resist that. Right? You're not supposed to be just receiving everything that comes down the pike. If it's not from God, don't receive it. How would you know that it's not from God? Well, He is light, and in Him is no darkness. He's life. He's good. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from Him. And there's no turning or changing with Him. He doesn't change from being good and start being bad. Well, what if it's stealing and killing and destroying? Didn't Jesus say that's the enemy? That's the thief? That's what you ought to resist. If it tries to steal from your life or kill or hurt you and harm you and take from you, resist that. Resist it. Don't just say, well, whatever. No, resist it. Resist it. Sick of the palsy. I know exactly when a major turn came in Phyllis's in my life financially. It's when I got sick of being broke. Amen. I remember the day when I came in late one afternoon and I went into the bedroom by myself and I shut the door and fell across the bed in our little house and I said, God, this is not right. I mean, we were so broke and behind, not only, you know, barely making it. You ever felt like you was half a nostril above water? I mean, just a little bit more and you're going under. You want to give in the offering and you got nothing. You want to do something that just cost a little bit of money and you just got nothing. Broke. How many understand poverty is bondage? Isn't it? It's bondage. You know, there are people on the planet starving to death, literally to death, for lack of enough decent food to keep the human body alive. You know what that is? Poverty. Isn't that right? Poverty. Lack. Is that good or bad?
Bad.
Terrible bad. Well, if that degree of it's bad, what about lesser degrees of the same thing? Maybe you got enough food to keep you alive, but not enough money to pay your bills. You understand what I'm telling you? It's the same stuff. It's from the same source. If the devil had his way, you'd not only be short paying your bills, you wouldn't have enough food to eat. If he had his way about it. Oh, but if God's will was completely done, everybody'd have plenty to eat, plenty to wear, good place to live, plenty of money. How many believe there's enough resources on this planet for every man, woman, and child to be rich? Certainly, it's the devil and deception, selfishness, ignorance, and confusion that has caused the result of the other. Well, I got sick of being broke, so to speak. I mean, I just thought, God, I've had it with this. And I know it's not your fault. Show me, teach me, help me. What I don't know, show me. What I've let slip, remind me. If you can hook me up with other people that know more about it than I do to show me, please. And I'm telling you what, he heard my prayer. And it seemed like for the next 5 years, every day he was talking to me about that subject and giving me light and showing me. And we didn't just come out overnight, but friend, week after week, we begin to come up, and month after month and year after year, till we got to the place we're writing checks to put in the offering that was more than we used to make in a year. Oh, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Would he do that for everybody?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you got to be fed up and get, you know, so to speak, sick. I don't like using that word so much, but you know what I'm talking about. Sick of being broke.
Yeah.
Fed up with being broke.
Yeah.
You going to live all your life broke?
No.
When you don't have to?
No.
Well, we're on a fixed income, brother. Only because you say so.
Yeah.
No. We talked about that last week. If you weren't here, you might want to get the tape. And become convinced that God has made you rich. But he was sick of the palsy. And Peter, verse 34, Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes you whole. Don't you like that phrase? Oh man, I like that. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Arise, get up, and make your bed. And he arose immediately. How many believe it happened just like this? Is this miraculous that he got up like this? He's been bedfast 8 years. What happened? What happened to him? Well, what did Peter say? What happened to him? Jesus Christ makes you whole. Jesus Christ means the anointed one. Jesus, the Messiah, the sent one, the Savior, the anointed one, makes you whole.
Yeah.
Wonder if he still makes you whole.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. We could shout the rest of the night.
Amen.
On this one verse right here. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Did you know that alone would get you healed? If you just put that in your mouth and put that in your ears till it filled up your heart, you just went around night and day saying, Jesus Christ makes me whole. Jesus Christ makes me whole. Instead of going around saying, well, I don't know if it's his will or not. Hear what I'm saying? Well, we'll have to see what the report says. We'll have to see how the tests come back. I don't know. Y'all pray. No, don't have that in your mouth. Have this in your mouth. Jesus Christ makes me whole. Everybody said out loud, Jesus Christ makes me whole. Would it be okay to say scriptures? So, well, you just went down to there, that Faith Life Church, and got to saying that because you was hanging around them. Forget us. What about this? This is B-I-B-L-E. Would it be all right to put some Bible in your mouth and to go around saying, Jesus Christ makes me whole? People say, yeah, but now that was for Aeneas. That may not be for you. You're saying the Bible may not be for me? What are you saying? Well, if it's not, may not be for me, how am I going to find out? How am I going to find out if it's for me or not? People say, well, if you're healed, then it was for you. And if you don't get healed, then obviously it wasn't. Wow. What a way to live. What if the sinner said that? What if the sinner says, well, how am I going to know if it's God's will to save me or not? Well, if you're saved, then you know it was his will. And if you're not, then you know it wasn't his will for you to be saved. That's a lie. I said, that's a lie. It's not his will that any should perish. But people have to hear it, right? They have to believe it, right? And they have to receive it. And not only receive it in their hearts and believe salvation's been provided, but confess with their mouth that Jesus is their Lord. We know that concerning the new birth. Why do people get dumb when it comes to other things and not realize it works exactly the same way? You've confessed Jesus as your Savior. Why not confess Him as your healer?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ saves me. Praise God. Well, Jesus Christ delivers me. Jesus Christ provides for me.
Amen.
Jesus Christ protects me.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ heals me.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you get this in your spirit, wonderful things are happening in your body. He heals me. Just go around all the time and say, He heals me. He heals me.
Amen.
Your head will say, you've already said that 40 times. They say, shut up, head. He heals because it's not, you don't believe God with your head. It's with your spirit. And faith comes by not just hearing one time, comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Got to keep hearing the same thing. Jesus Christ heals me. Say it out loud with me. Jesus Christ heals me. Say it again. Jesus Christ heals me. Say it again. Jesus Christ heals me. I had the privilege of working with Dr. Kenneth Hagin in the healing school there at the Kenneth Hagin Ministries for a number of years. And there were times, some afternoons, the Lord would lead us. I'd just take them over to Exodus where it talks about, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And we'd just sit down and I'd read it and I'd say, now you read it. And we'd just sit there and say, sometimes for 40 minutes at a time, you are the Lord who heals me. You are the Lord who heals me. See, so many times people, you know, you can tell what they're full of because you ask them a question and they tell you all the Latin names for their physical condition and all the experimental drugs. They can talk to you for 3 hours about it. But you ask them about scriptures and Bible. Well, what about Job? You understand what I'm talking about? Well, what about Paul's thorn in the flesh? That's all they know about healing, which is less than nothing. I mean, I'm saying that it's less than nothing because you got to get over your misconceptions about Job and Paul to even begin to learn about the will of God. Isn't it a sad thing that many Christians have more faith in Paul's thorn in the flesh than they do in Jesus' stripes?
Amen.
Don't even know what the thorn in the flesh was. Pitifully ignorant. But see, the devil thrives on darkness and ignorance.
Yeah.
What about Job? What about him? You ever read Job?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Historians tell us, you know, and scholars tell us that they think that the whole ordeal of Job happened in about 8 months. He had a bad year. I said he had a rough year. But how did it turn out? Did you read the end of the book? Job got healed. How is it that people miss that? Has anybody read Job besides me? 42nd chapter of Job. Job got healed. How do people miss that? Job got healed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Aeneas, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1205. That's R1205. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.